I'm joined on the line by Benedict J. Jones, whose new anthology, Skewered and Other London Cruelties, is out now. Benedict, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, Stuart.
That's good, that's good. Benedict, this is a pretty interesting... Well, it's an anthology, but the novella itself is pretty damn flash. How did you come to put together something as... I don't want to give too much of this story away. So it's sort of cruel and twisted and nasty. How did you come to write this?
Well, I think the idea for the character was there well before the story arrived for him. There's another short story in the anthology called Real Estate, and that was actually the first appearance of my character, Charlie Barnes. And he sort of continued to talk to me and want another case, really. And then I was at work one day, and I began to sort of just think about kidnapping and how different agendas could come into play within that, and then from that the idea of the story came.
Now, it's set in southeast London, and judging by your accent, that could be well where you're from.
That's where I'm sitting right now.
So your environment plays a lot in your writing?
I'd say so. I mean, I try and keep the geography as real as possible. I mean, now and then obviously it needs to be stretched just to make a better story, but I try and keep that as sort of rare as possible within my writing, because I'd rather actually use real locations and real sort of places.
What first led you to writing? Because you've had stuff in print since 2008, but obviously writing doesn't come out of a vacuum, so have you always written?
There was a lot of writing before 2008. I've probably written seriously since maybe the mid sort of 2000s, but even before that, I mean, as soon as I left sort of school and college, I wrote a novella which lives in a box in the garage now, and that was mainly crime stuff as well. And then I sort of moved over to horror, and then continued to write, but a lot of it didn't see print. And then eventually, in 2008, a small magazine picked up my story, Going Underground, and that sort of and then it snowballed from there, really.
Yeah. What's drawn you to crime and horror? Because, the two obviously aren't mutually exclusive, but
it's
sort of, you know, well, I suppose southeast London, a fair bit of crime and horror there too, I suppose, but is that what's influenced you? Or?
I mean, I think that they're both canvases where you can sort of explore, I mean, sometimes the darker side of humanity, but in general, it's a good way of showing characters, really. And the extreme situations you can put them in via both. I mean, I also write westerns, and I mean, I've always believed that that's, again, another canvas where you can tell any story with the genre.
That's true, actually. I'd forgotten that you're in western anthologies as well. You are a very widely written author, as opposed to a very widely read author. Very widely written. Most authors I speak to, they write in one genre, and if you say to them, have you thought about other genres, they go, why? So it must be, you are rather unusual in this aspect. I find it fascinating that you can jump between genres, because I don't see horror and western as being close. Crime and western, yes. Horror and western, no. But then,
I mean, there's a good history of that out there. I mean, in terms of, there's horror western films as well, that combine the two, as well as obviously crime westerns make up quite a large majority of the western genre as well. I mean, how many times do we see a bank or a stagecoach robbed, or an outlaw being hunted? I mean, that all relates back to the crime stories as well. And in a similar way, I mean, I've tried to mix crime with horror as well along the way. It's just nice to sort of blend those genres a little bit and see what you get out of the mix.
That's true. Now, Skewered's been picked up by Crime Wave Press, which is based out of Hong Kong, but you're in southeast London. How did that come about?
It was actually sort of due to, well, really social media. And without that, I don't think I'd have maybe even seen the call for submissions that they put out. But a friend of mine, Mark West, he just shared a link that they put up. And I had Skewered, and I mean, it was languishing in a couple of piles with other publishers. So I sent it off to them and heard back from them very quickly.
Now, it came out today. You don't get much more fresh off the press than today. Have you heard any feedback from anyone? I suppose it's a bit quick, but social media is fast these days.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of reviews that have gone up on Amazon already for it.
That was quick.
And they're both very popular. Rather than popular. It's very good. I'm very pleased with the reader reviews that have gone up.
So, Benedict, your real life job has nothing to do with crime, I'm hoping. What do you do for a crust?
I work at a university dealing with international students.
Gee, that sounds familiar.
I've fallen into that over the years, really. I mean, I've worked in many jobs, sort of in the city, sort of the square mile, worked for insurance companies, and then eventually I started working at the university. It's quite strange, because my mother used to work at a university as well, a different university, but so I sort of carry on the family trade at the moment, really.
Fair enough. You're not in the habit of sending your students out to crime scenes and gruesomely murdering them, are you?
Not yet.
Not yet? Now, that does sound familiar also. I also work at a university, and I am on the verge of, I think, nailing a few students to things. Oh, dear. It must be something about the job.
Indeed.
With Skewered being out there now and other anthologies floating around, are you trying to push forward maybe to go from the shorter story format to the longer format?
Yes, I think it's been a natural progression, really. I mean, the first thing I wrote that I've kept was probably novella length, although at the time I was convinced it was a novel and it was brilliant. It now lives in a box in the garage. And then I moved over to the sort of short form, really, as I discovered more writers. And then as I sort of tried to develop myself as a writer, I carried on with the shorts and then eventually wanted to write something a little bit longer. And so as the stories got longer, eventually the novella came. And then I'm sort of at the moment working on a novel as well.
Is it, dare I ask, a crime novel?
It is indeed.
It is. Oh dear. Yes, well, yes, play to your strength, obviously. I was just saying, if you'd come back and said it was a romance, I would have been really scared. But, so you've got something in the works, but, you know, when you're not writing or working, what do you do for fun?
I mean, I have a 6-year-old daughter, so I spend quite a lot of time with her. I watch quite a lot of films. I read an awful lot. And apart from that, just sort of seeing friends, really, socialising.
Fair enough. Is there one author or a couple of authors you can point at and say, look, these are the people who've had an influence on the way, not necessarily the way I write, but the way I read, the way I look at words?
I mean, I like the sparsity of sort of Ken Bruin and also the darkness that he can evoke within his work. And that affected me quite a lot in terms of perhaps the crime stuff I wrote initially, sort of maybe 10 years ago, was completely different to what I write now in terms of the noir sort of edge to it. I think a lot of that came from reading Ken Bruin, and I mean, a lot of his stuff is also set around here. His more famous works are set in Galway, in Ireland, but he also wrote a lot about South East London as well.
I'm trying to work out what it is about South East London that produces so much crime. Is it because it produces so many crime writers as well? Got to have somebody to document it.
I mean, it could. It's a changing environment, really. I mean, it was the dockyards for years, and so because of that, I mean, it attracted a certain elements, should we say? But
yes.
At the moment, I mean, it's going through a nice period at the moment. Almost gentrification, should we say?
Almost gentrification. I love that. Almost gentrification. That points to a certain shabbiness around the edges where these characters can still thrive.
Indeed. I think there's still seams of people who've always been here and probably always will be.
Now, Skewered's not in traditional print format. It is purely in electronic form.
I think there will be a paperback coming.
That's what I was told. Oh, bugger. Well, the question is, though, that it's born of social media. It's out there in digital form. Do you think that electronic books are edging towards being the way forward, that they will eventually push out the traditional paper novel?
Personally, I'd hope not. I think I love paper books far too much. And, I dread to think that they would never exist. But it is a different media, a different format, which is proving very popular. I mean, every morning when I get on the tube to go to work, you probably see now as many people reading on Kindles or on their phones or on tablets. as you do reading sort of hard copy books. So it's there, and I think anything that allows someone to read and allows you another way to tell a story is wonderful, really. So it's nice to see people reading however they choose to read.
Yeah, I don't think it'll ever replace the book, because you can't take your Kindle in the bath.
I've tried.
You've tried? In a plastic bag?
No, I've leant over the side quite a lot.
I'm just frightened that I'm just going to get the damn thing wet, and that will be the end of it. And it's not like a book where you can hairdry.
It's different if you get a few pages creased or wet.
Yeah.
Or even if you take it away on holiday and get some sort of suntan lotion on it and things like that. But I think when you're talking about a £200 piece of kit, it's a little bit different.
Yes, I think the paper book will be with us for some time, just for maniacs like us who like to take a book. Dangerous reading places these days. Benedict, what's next for you? You've got some ideas in the plans. Are you looking maybe to push towards having more work published in the e-format, or would you like to see work in magazines? Are there still magazines that publish, is the problem, I suppose?
Not as many as they were. I mean, it seems that I think at one point I felt like I was cursed. It seemed like every zine that was publishing me within 2 years, they'd have gone out of business. But luckily, there's a lot of people jumping into the breach and putting new magazines out there. And I think as well, at the moment, we're going through a real resurgence in venues for crime fiction online, which is really wonderful to see. And because some of them are doing so well, they're now being able to push into the print world as well. But, I mean, at the moment, I've just finished a weird Western novella with some sort of ties to horror, but it's mainly a Western set before the American Civil War. And that's sort of just a few people are reading that for me at the moment before I send that out. I've got a selection of short stories I'm trying to get finished. And again, I'm working on this Charlie Barr's novel at the moment.
Is it hard for you to write? Is it between your daughter, your job, and going out, do you find it difficult to find time to sit down and write, or do you regiment your writing time?
I mean, I have done before. I found it very difficult, because I think sometimes it can be very easy just to say, I'm not feeling the muse today, she's not talking to me, or I need to do this first, I need to wash up, I need to polish my shoes. It's sort of almost anything at that point. But probably in the last year or so, I've really just, that doesn't come into it anymore. It's sit down, put the words on the page. If you need to edit it later, do that. And I found that it's been a very productive time for me because of that.
Do you find it hard to edit? Because a lot of authors think that editing is trimming away the essentials.
I find it difficult to sort of read back and edit my own work. And that's definitely a skill I'm sort of gradually acquiring. But I think with the way I like to write, to keep it so sparse, really, and stark, and use as few words as possible, I'm always sort of willing to cut things down as much as I can.
Mm. Yeah, when I used to write, I was paid by the word, so I was never willing to cut things down as much as I could. Verbose wasn't in it. Mm. Well, Benedict, look, it's been fantastic talking to you today. Skewered's out there now through Crime Wave Press. There's other things coming up. If people want to find out more about you and your work, is there somewhere they can go?
Indeed, I have a small website, as I like to call it, my wonky website. Sometimes it seems like if more than about 10 people go on it, we'll do something strange. It's www.benedictjjones.webs.com.
benedictjjones.webs.com. Well, that is certainly, I'm just having a quick look at it now, it's like your writing, sparse, but very entertaining. Benedict, it's been lovely having you with us today, and thank you very much, and good luck with Skewered.
Oh, thank you very much, Stuart. It's been very good talking to you too.